first one, when we're tuning to the different levels of embodiment. So what happens when we begin entering into and inhabiting more of the internal space of our body is that we gradually begin to directly experience that our levels of embodiment also have different degrees of different levels of subtlety, that different levels of awareness have correspondingly have corresponding bodies that go with them. So the physical body, the energy body, and then the subtlemost primary dimension of ourselves, that subtle consciousness, also has a body of sorts. And that all those bodies are present all the time. They're all present all at one time. But there's different times we can attune to them the way that we did. But there's also different times of the day and different stages of life in which those bodies are considered to be more fully expressed. And that's understood in the Tibetan tantric system. So that, for example, the cycle of 24 hours in a day has different times of the day that are more strongly associated with these different levels of embodiment and awareness. So there's waking, there's dreaming, and there's deep dreamless sleep. The waking state is the state of our most physical present. Here we are in our physical body, organs, flesh, blood, vividly here in a physical way. Dreaming is a more subtle body, the dream body, and it's more related to our energy body, the subtle energy body, that, as we know, when we dream, we have far fewer limitations. Then our physical body is here, and it moves, and it goes to another location, and it is where it is, and it moves from one place to another, but the dream body can go wherever it chooses. The dream body is very much connected to a wider field. So our awareness widens out a great deal in the dream state. And then the deep dreamless state is the state that is the much more directly connected to all pervasive space, the subtlemost dimension of consciousness. So every day in our very natural cycle, whether we're aware of it or not, we're not only having these three bodies that are present all the time, right now as we sit here, we can attune to them, but we actually have different things that happen in our day on a 24-hour basis, where each of those bodies and each of those levels of awareness and increasing subtlety are more prominent. So just for a little bit of way to penetrate into and think about the ways in which these bodies that we're entering into and attuning to and coming to more directly experience the ways in which they're present. Similarly, they're present throughout a life cycle in birth, death, and the transition phase, which is sometimes called the bardo, the intermediate phase. So birth, we come into the solidity of form, right? And then life, we live sort of the flow of events, the flow of movement. Everything's moving in life. There's constant movement. Things are coming, things are going, blood is moving, thoughts are going, everything is happening, circumstances. And then death, where we dissolve back into that deepest, subtlemost state, the time of death. And then the bardo also, where we again go into a transitional body. Right? The bardo body, the transitional body, again, not limited by the physical body, but expressing itself in a much more subtle way. The more subtle, the more pervasive. The more coarse, the more separated. Right? So coarse, separated, increasingly subtle, increasingly pervasive, utmost subtlety, utmost pervasion. And the other thing that ties into that is that the second meditation that we did, the subtlemost dimension, this primary dimension of ourself, has different qualities that it seems to engender, like subtlety and depth and wholeness, stillness. So these different practices can help us attune to that. The one we just did helps attune to wholeness. So we're working with whole body breathing. So in doing that whole body breathing, we're attuning to that wholeness. We're experiencing the way in which our whole body breathes at once. The whole internal space of our body is conscious, continuous consciousness, no separation, no fragmentation. It's all breathing at once. So throughout the next today and tomorrow, I'll sort of intersperse different short meditations that can help us attune to the subtlety or the depth or the wholeness and so forth. So we can, in some sense, experience these different aspects of the subtle dimension.